Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of WrestleFania, the only podcast on the internet dedicated to professional wrestling. Trust me, don't look it up. It's the truth. Just take my word for it. Anyway, things may sound a little different tonight because as you can tell, or as you may not already know, is I'm on my own tonight. I'm doing this podcast as a solo act tonight and, you know, probably from now on. Just based on some things that have happened recently. And I know there's some rumors going around, but I just want to, my family, we do a cookout every year for Columbus Day because my family's big into eating, really. So it has nothing to do with, you know, celebrating Columbus. It just has to do with any excuse to eat. And, it's all my father's side. Well, most of my father's side of my family, there's certain people that we just don't invite. Technically it's one person. And I think you realize, or you know who that's going to be. It's just like a couple of years ago, you know, things got out of hand, words were said, and, it got to the point where, you know, we did not want Brandon associated with our family anymore. So we shunned him. He moved off to Brooklyn and we kind of forgot about him. And I put out an olive branch to start this podcast and, you know, talking with him, I went back to my family. I said, hey, you know, let's give the guy another shot. And, I'm not the type of guy who says, oh, you know, a party starts at noon, show up at noon. But when you show up at 4 o'clock and you're absolutely blasted out of your mind, I mean, you could see he still had the elastic band, you know, strapped to his arm. You could see the blood marks and the track marks right in his arm. You knew what was going on. And he just went off and he went up to my mother. She was wearing a yellow shirt. And he went up to my mother and started calling her Mike, started calling her racist, started saying stuff about Hulk Hogan. I was like, what are you talking about? And it was actually embarrassing. For some reason, he kept pointing at her shirt, saying something about, you know, yellow boy and Hulkamania and racism and Hulkamania is dead. And my mother is crying and crying, and everyone's, you know, his parents are crying, and his brothers are like, just get out of here, you son of a bitch. And, luckily he finally left. I mean, his wife, God bless her. His wife, dragged him away. And, I think she's getting him some help. So, you know, technically, he hasn't officially been fired from the show, but it's not looking good, guys. It is not looking good. And I hate to bring you guys into our family struggles that are very, very real, and none of this is made up in any way. I just wanted to get that off my chest before moving on and talking about wrestling. Hey, let's get to some fun stuff. Now, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I've watched Raw every single week. I have not missed a Raw in I don't know how long, to be honest. And the next time I'm going to miss a Raw is probably the next time that the Patriots have a Monday Night Football game. And for some reason, I thought Hell in a Cell was last Sunday night, and I thought I was going to miss it because of the Pats. But it was this week, so it worked out perfectly. So I thought, okay, you know, I almost gave up on the podcast. I almost said, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. It's time to move on. But I owe it to all you people out there, all you listeners, I owe it to you, Gary. And Gary, I owe it to you to know the truth. And whatever you hear, please know that what I said is the truth. Now, I know Gary sent out a question about Halloween specifically. Favorite Halloween candy? Was it favorite Halloween movie? And scariest wrestler? So let's talk about the candy first. My favorite Halloween candy, without a doubt, is a good Macintosh apple. No, I'm just kidding. Favorite candy, I would have to say anything with peanut butter. So, and anything by Reese's, really. So it's probably probably Reese's Pieces is in a tie with the peanut butter cup. Reese's peanut butter cup are, it's the top of the mountain. If you give me a bag of the small ones, there's a good chance that you're going to find me passed out in a diabetic coma with a giant chocolatey smile on my face. Those are by far are my favorite candy. Now, favorite Halloween movies, you know, I mean, obviously Halloween is the first one you think of. And that and Exorcist. The Exorcist is by far the scariest movie. And if you just want to sit there and have the shit scare out, you watch that alone in the dark. And it really, it's nothing wrong with watching stuff, watching scary movies, but it's the after watching scary movies, and it's late and it's dark and you realize you've got to just get up and walk to your bedroom, but it seems like the house or the apartment is too quiet. It's because there's monsters out there ready to kill you. But that is, and scariest wrestler, it's Boogeyman, obviously. I mean, the guy's frightening beyond belief. I think growing up, I mean, the scariest wrestler was The Undertaker, I suppose. And I think Bray Wyatt goes up there just because, but he's more creepy than he is scary. So I suppose Undertaker when I was a kid, and right now, I guess the Iron Sheik is frightening. There's that. So yeah, I mean, that's to answer your question, Gary, and I wish Brandon was able to answer them too, but you know, he's getting the help he needs. So why don't we move on? And let's talk about Hell in the Cell. But first, as I was saying, I've been watching Raw every week. And yet, I didn't know all the matches that were going on for this match. It's like going on for this pay-per-view. It's like it's been on. It's been there. I've been watching every moment of it until I fall asleep, which seems to be every week now. But it's like, oh, who's fighting? It's been not that great. But it doesn't matter because I still love it and I'm still looking forward to tomorrow night. And I'm sorry that it took me so long to get this show up. I've just been kind of going back and forth whether I should even do it. But I want to do it for you, Gary, and for all of Gary's friends. And you know what else is NXT? I watched the live NXT. I thought that was great. I thought that the whole Sasha Bailey match was absolutely fantastic. And the NXT Brooklyn 24 they put on the network, that was great. And yet I'm behind on NXT itself. I haven't watched the full episode with the Battle Royal, and I haven't watched this week. So I do want to catch up with it because it is a really fun show, and I want to keep up with it because it really they're bringing in new people, they're progressing storylines, they're making it its own entity. Not that it already wasn't, but I'm saying it's still its own entity. It's still worth watching every week, and I need to catch up and fast. But Let's go on to Hell in a Cell. Let's talk about Hell in a Cell really quick and just kind of go over the, there's eight matches for the night. Seven matches on the main show and one in the pre-show. And first one I want to talk about here is the pre-show match. And, oh boy, you know, King Barrett, he is the king of the pre-show. He is king pre-show. I don't know the last time he's had a match that wasn't on the pre-show. But then you see there's Sheamus, who is the Money in the Bank winner. And then you got Rusev, Cesaro, Ziggler, and Neville. Ooh, I'm going to burp. And I don't know. I don't know what to think here. You know, these guys, they deserve to be on the main show. And I guess once it's on my TV, it really doesn't make a difference. But, you know, people just coming into the auditorium, hopefully they won't miss this match. Because I think even though it's the pre-show match, there's a bunch of guys out there, mainly the four guys out of six, that I think are really good. Sheamus and Barrett, I could give or take. But I think they could really put on a good match. Cesaro can do some freaky stuff. Neville can do some flippy dippy. Rusev can look strong. And Ziggler can do a lot of drop kicks. But it's almost like here's six guys that we want to give something to. We don't have a full storyline because this whole Rusev-Ziggler line storyline, which I've hated. Hopefully it's dead soon because of the whole Rusev-Lana engagement thing, which was really handled weird. And I don't watch SmackDown. I think Lana was back, but I don't know. So I'm going to say give it to the good guys. Ziggler, Cesaro, Neville. Why not? Next, let's talk about the Intercontinental match. Ryback versus Kevin Owens. Now, I wish that Owens had someone else to be kind of his feud as far as the IC belt is concerned. But it makes sense that it's Ryback, and only because Ryback, didn't Ryback just lose it? Was that at the last pay-per-view, which was called something, which I don't remember. Was it then that Ryback lost and Owens won it? I think so. So this is his rematch, which I just hope means that he loses and that storyline goes away. Oh my God. Sorry about that. Because Owens is going to win this match. Owens isn't going to win the belt and then lose it that quickly. I don't think they're going to do that to him. He deserves more than that. So let's chalk up Owens with a victory there. And let's move on to which I'm going to have to say, you know, I've seen some people out there say this is a tough one to choose. And I think it is. It's the tag team championship. We got the New Day and the Dudley Boys. And, you know, we don't know who out of the two New Day is, but it's always Big Show and Kofi. I mean, Big E and Kofi. So that's who I'm going to say. Big E and Kofi with Xavier Woods being awesome on the outside of the ring, along with the Dudley Boys. And, you know, I don't know if they're just going to keep this feud going on and on. But I don't want the New Day to lose the belt yet. I'm pretty sure this is a rematch from last month. See, it's like my brain. Sorry about that. My brain isn't always working right. So I'm going to say that I'm going to give this one to the New Day and say they're going to win again. And it's going to be maybe a blow-off match at whatever it's called, Survivor Series. See, I almost want to say that they're going to wait till the TLC for the Dudley Boys to win in a match with tables. But so it's a tough one to call. I'm going to say New Day. New Day keeps the belt. So let's talk now. Let's move on to another championship match that I think is a lot easier to call. And it's Charlotte against Nikki Bella. Charlotte wins. Boom, the end. I don't like the Bellas. I just don't. And they could be wonderful people. I have no idea. But as far as their voices and their faces and their in-ring stuff, and I know it's gotten better, but it just falls flat with me. So that's what I got to say about that. This is the only Divas match. So there's no Team Bad out there tonight doing anything interesting. So no Sasha. That's a shame. Unless they throw in a new match that we don't know about, which it could happen. It's happened before. But with this match, I'm going to say Charlotte wins. Charlotte wins big or easy. But then again, you could always see Brie or the Alicia Fox try to get involved, and it becomes a DQ. But either way, Charlotte's leaving with the belt. Now, this next match is the Cena match. This is another championship match. A lot of championship matches in a row here. This match is interesting for two reasons. Number one, we don't know who his opponent is going to be. And number two, the rumor is that Cena's going to be taking some time off for a couple months. So, whoever Cena is going to face, I'm going to say it right now, Cena is going to lose. There will be a new United States champion. Book it. There you go. But the fun thing is who's it going to be? Is it going to be somebody already on the main roster? Like a Dean Ambrose? That'd be good, because he's not on the card because of this whole Orton injury. That would be interesting. The crowd really popped for that. So let's put that in the back pocket. And let's say, okay, that's probably who it's going to be. But why does it have to be that? I mean, you know, ratings have been down. Let's make this show one to talk about. Let's make this show make people want to tune in on Monday night. You know, I don't think Sami Zayn is that person, is someone who would do that. I would go nuts if it was Sami Zayn. I mean, as nuts as a 39-year-old man sitting on his couch can be while he's eating hummus and drinking a Fresca. But I would, you know, pop pretty big if it was Sami Zayn. But what about the people who don't have the network, who just hear about this match and they want to watch on Monday night? Who do you think they would like to see? And I would say there would be the one and the only. And I'm not even going to edit the music in here, because this is an edit-free podcast tonight. I'm talking about Daniel Bryan. That's right. I've said it before. I'll say it every month until he comes back. Because what if he has been cleared? What if he has been cleared? Hasn't he said he's been cleared and the WWE's been holding him back? Well, maybe they've just been holding him back for the right time. And don't you think him coming out there and beating Cena and holding a title and coming on Raw the next night to open up Raw with that title, don't you think the people would go insane? I certainly do. So while it's probably going to be Dean Ambrose, I'm going to hold out hope that it's the little goat man, whatever his nickname is, Daniel Bryan. So moving on to one of the two Hell in a Cell matches tomorrow night. This one is Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt. And I got to say, Roman has been improving. He's been, I say, improving, but he's been getting over more. He's been being booed less. I think the less he talks, the better. And I think the two of these guys have built themselves a good little feud. And hopefully they'll go all out and beat the hell out of each other. Just make it a really physical match. I think they could do that. I think it actually could be pretty entertaining. I don't think there's, you know, these guys are both pretty big, so you're not going to see any crazy spots, any crazy flips or falls or, you know, jumping, hanging off the cage or anything like that. But I do think that it's still going to be pretty physical and pretty fun. And I got to say, Roman Reigns comes out on top. He has to, right? Didn't Bray win the last match, or didn't Bray win a last pay-per-view? I'm not really good at this because I'm not looking anything up and I don't remember. It's tough when you do podcasts alone, but, you know, it's just a sacrifice I have to make. Get better, Brandon. Get better. But I'm going to say Roman Reigns for that one. And moving on to the main WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. The championship match, which is not the headliner of the show. Hopefully, you know, Seth Rollins won't complain that he's the champion. He's not headlining the pay-per-view. Because that sometimes happens, or has happened. Seth Rollins versus Kane. Look, this has been a fun storyline. I'm not going to lie. I think the corporate Kane, Demon Kane thing has just been funny and enjoyable. It's been nothing spectacular, but I think Kane's been killing it as far as doing the dual personality thing. And I would absolutely lose my mind if he won. It would be just bad for business, I think, if he won. That doesn't mean that they can't put on a great match. But Seth Rollins is coming in with the championship and coming out with the championship. Book it. And lastly, but definitely not leastly, which isn't a word, we have the other Hell in a Cell match, the main Hell in a Cell match, The Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. Now, Undertaker came out on top last time at the SummerSlam match, which was that 2 months ago now? Yeah, they didn't fight at the Night of Champions because neither of them are champions, so it really didn't matter. But Undertaker came out on top with that low blow, even though he tapped out and the ref missed it. So you would have to think that, originally I thought they would push this all the way to WrestleMania, but they're moving both these guys on to something big, I would hope, for WrestleMania, because WrestleMania season's right around the corner. So with that being said, Lesnar has to win here, and he's got to destroy The Undertaker, or at least beat him up good, so that he comes out on top, right? And I mean, it's tough because you don't want Undertaker to walk out of there dead. Maybe you do, and then he comes back, right after the Rumble. But whatever the case may be, it's Brock Lesnar. He's leaving Hell in a Cell in one piece, and The Undertaker's going on a stretcher. You heard it here first. Boom, boom, boom. So that's it. That's my Hell in a Cell pay-per-view podcast picks and previews. Lots of P's there. I want to thank you guys for listening and sticking with the show. Please stick with the show, even though, I'm on my own now. And at least, for the foreseeable future, I'm on my own. I just want to send thoughts and prayers out to Brandon, getting the help he deserves. Because, he's a son of a bitch. But he's still my cousin. And thank you, Gary, for sending your questions. Thank you guys for listening. You can find me at WrestleWatcher. I will be watching Hell in a Cell tomorrow night. Please enjoy it with me live on Twitter. Again, that's WrestleWatcher. And you can also find the podcast at WrestleFaniaPod. And the podcast website, which is just fansnotexperts.com/WrestleFania. We are the official, right now it's just me. I am the official podcast for fansnotexperts.com, which you can find at fansnotexperts. So enjoy Hell in a Cell, and who knows? We'll see what goes on with the next episode. But until then, thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye.